From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has agreed to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang by May to discuss ending the North's threatening nuclear program. Kim expressed his desire to meet with Mr. Trump through South Korean National Security Advisor Chung Yun-yong.
And he expressed his eagerness to meet President Trump as soon as possible. President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
Chung is in Washington to brief U.S. officials on his talks this week in Pyongyang. President Trump has signed proclamations slapping 25% tariffs on steel coming into the U.S. and 10% tariffs on imported aluminum. Amid fears of a trade war, Mr. Trump declared the dumping of steel and aluminum in the U.S. as an assault on our economy.
Our industries have been targeted for years and years, decades in fact, by unfair foreign trade practices leading to the shuttered plants and mills, the laying off of millions of workers, and the decimation of entire communities. And that's going to stop, right? It's going to stop.
President Trump boasted last week that trade wars are good and easy to win. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has reaffirmed U.S. commitment to Africa 2 months after President Trump's reported derogatory comments about the continent. Tillerson is promoting peace and security, development and trade, and good governance as pillars for Washington's support for Africa. This is VOA News. Syrian army and the military there continuing its relentless aerial and ground assaults on eastern Ghouta in a campaign to recapture that rebel-held Damascus suburb, forcing the postponement of a critical shipment of humanitarian aid. We get more on the fighting in eastern Ghouta from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
One of the heaviest campaigns of Syria's 8-year civil war is in its third week, in what could amount to one of the biggest losses ever for the rebels. Syria's government has reportedly managed to split the rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta in two by bringing their forces in the northern and southern sections within firing range of each other. The UN Security Council has demanded a ceasefire in the region, although Russia, a council member, has not stopped its own air campaign in support of the government.
Fighting in eastern Ghouta has escalated in recent weeks as the Syrian government, backed by the Russian forces, boost efforts to recapture that area. Britain said it will methodically work out who carried out a nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter, then take some robust action. UK's Interior Minister Amber Rudd.
The use of a nerve agent on UK soil is a brazen and reckless act. This was attempted murder in the most cruel and public way. People are right to want to know who to hold to account.
Despite Rudd's calls to avoid speculation and allow police to carry out their investigation, several lawmakers have pointed the finger at Russia. Tourists describe police presence in closed shops in Sri Lanka's Kandy as not ideal after days of violence against members of the minority Muslim community by Buddhists. Kandy, a prime destination for foreign travelers, such as this man from Italy.
We went out from the hotel in the night for a little walk. There was nobody again in the street. And the situation looked like being under control. So I think everything was quiet. But again, in the night, we saw a lot of police. And so this, for tourists, this is not the best ideal situation that you can find.
Sri Lanka's Kandy district has been rocked by communal clashes since March the 4th, allowing attacks on members of the minority Muslim community by nationalist crowds from the Sinhalese majority. At least 2 people have been killed. 11 countries, including Japan and Canada, signing a landmark Asia-Pacific trade agreement without the United States in what one minister calls a powerful signal against protectionism and trade wars. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.